All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, instead of doing something that will randomize the game that we play, I decided to modify the game computer so we could optimize for what exactly we wanted to fight in the game we were playing.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
So I've got a monster manual here, and we're just going to split the deck and see what kind of monster we want to fight, and then the manual's going to tell us. It's going to tell us what game will be there. Yeah.
I want to get a monster manual that's a deck.
Yeah.
Shuffleable monster manual.
Ooh, just little monster cards. Yeah. I think that's just Pokemon. I think we invented
it's
Pokemon
also the
again.
Most buyable thing in the world. Like, yeah. I feel like I could just go like D&D monster cards.
Yeah.
And dozens of people trip over themselves to sell it to me.
It's $1 million.
Who? Yeah. Or free. We don't know yet.
Yeah. No, it's copyright doesn't exist. Yeah. So let's just flip through the book here and see. Okay. Gee, we're at Gremlins.
Okay. I like Gremlins.
Yeah. We've already done a Gremlin game. Huh.
Yeah. I love Gremlins, actually. Yeah. Any kind of Gremlins.
Any of them. Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to really fuck you up to have to kill them, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's run the game computer. I need to start it. Actually, the modification, I've got to start it like a lawnmower. So second here. Let me just let me just give this a crank. Ah! All right. Yeah. All right. And it's printing out. It's printing out. The fumes are backing
up,
Gary.
Awful.
This is terrible.
This is awful.
I think this might be the only time we do this.
This is pretty bad.
Wait a minute. Okay. Okay. All right. So it's in Chinese, but the translation here. Wo yao da?
Okay.
Okay.
I gotta admit to you, Cole.
Okay.
I didn't get to the point where this gets funny yet.
Nope.
No, so it's gonna be a weird episode. I understand this does stuff.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get there though.
No, I didn't. I was actually really disappointed.
I tried real hard.
Yeah.
I tried. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And it's the subject to the secret to 15-minute abs, abject suffering.
Abject suffering, they're in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 15 minute abs are a funny idea.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sick of these fucking all day abs.
Or those 7 minute abs, come on.
I know.
Yeah, and rushing around, get you in, get you out.
Yeah, average person only has 2 minutes of abs. They lie about it on surveys, but it's really less than 2 minutes.
So this is we're talking about a game here. This is called Wo Yao Da. This is a single developer game from China. I saw this tweeted and saw like a pretty goofy looking video from somebody on Twitter, Dan Splainer, I think it was. And I was like, you know, I don't believe we have played a game out of China. And I looked at the Steam page, and the Steam page made this seem really like intentionally funny, right? The danger is you go in and you think, oh, those wacky East Asians, you know,
yes.
Boy, this is translated making stuff unintentionally funny. This seemed like it was trying to be funny. So I was really curious to get a sample of like what somebody's like video game shitpost from that. From that culture, specifically, yeah. I believe this is Taiwan. Like what that would be, and I didn't get to the like really funny part outside of the just like.
There's a couple of dialogue references to modern things, that pop up, in modern slang.
Mm-hmm.
That pop up. Video game shitpost is a good way. Like that is a really good way to put it.
Yes,
and that's a genre that I have a little bit of a. Some trouble with sometimes, right?
Yes.
Like we're doing this right after Don't Pee,
mm-hmm.
Or not too long after Don't Pee, and one weird accidental thing I feel like Abject Suffering has kind of done is become this treatise on comedy games.
Yes.
Like, because we've done so many of them on this, and I feel like I've gotten a very good idea of what works and what does not work for me in comedy games. And generally, like, a shitpost, the main thing I associate with a shitpost is lack of effort.
Yeah.
You know, even though sometimes that's used universally as just jokes. Yes. Like, somebody will be like, oh, this person's a shitposter. But no, they're not.
Yeah,
they just make jokes. They write
jokes, and they don't use punctuation or capitalization.
Yeah, that does not mean that's not the same thing, I don't think.
Yeah,
you know, as shitposting, and then people will be like, "Oh, I'm just shitposting as like a shield."
Uh huh.
You know, to like, oh, deflect, like, oh, don't pay attention to me. I'm just a little guy. I'm just shitposting.
Yeah,
you know, and you'd be like, no. Why'd you fucking say that? Like, we're not doing that. You know, so I have a little bit of contempt for shitpost as like an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this probably does legitimately get funny eventually.
Yeah.
But the thing that leaves me doubt is that you have to get through so much fucking game before any of that happens.
And by so much fucking game, like the full long play of this is like 2 hours. This is not huge. One of the reasons why I felt comfortable taking the gamble on this is that it's like 75, it's 74 cents on the,
yes,
on Steam. So it was like, what do we lose? Right.
We lose nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and we can talk about beheading people with a machete as a digression. Right. You know, and we can talk about all the times we've done that or thought about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, there are things we can digress into, because at least for me, the parts of this game I got to, there wasn't a whole lot to it.
No, it's like a shittier Dynasty Warriors a little bit. Kind of
super shitty Dynasty Warriors, like shitty, poorly explained Dynasty Warriors that does something that is a game crime, which is, you know, like most people, I run two monitors. I assume most people have two monitor setups.
Yeah.
If your mouse goes off the monitor, that's it for you in this game. And it happens all the time because you're using it to aim and to walk around. It made the act of playing this desperately unpleasant.
For God's sake, people who develop in Unity, especially, is where I noticed this happening. Make it so the window captures the cursor, please, for the love of God.
Please.
Yeah.
There's all these weird things about it that, like, so this game, you know, you play a villager and you go out and kill other people. You kill some boars, then you kill some people, then you kill some more people, then you kill some more people, then you quit because you're bored.
Yeah.
The, it implies that you have different weapons that you can use for different things.
All of the dialogue in the opening village is people saying, let me explain to you the benefits of the spear.
And as far as I could tell, I couldn't figure out a way to switch weapons. I could pick up a weapon from the ground if somebody dropped it.
Yeah.
But they disappeared like Sonic rings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mostly I was just using the machete.
Yeah.
So I spent all this time learning about the comparative strengths of all these weapons to just have it not be a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It is a little bit of a bummer, because the idea of being able to switch around to these different weapons and tactics just to like wail on people and have blood come out seems neat. You know, and like one of the weapons,
the idea was never, I think, was supposed to be that they counter different things.
Yeah.
Like, the machete is good for humans. This is the thing you come with because it lops off heads. But you don't want to use it against boars. The first thing they have you fight is boars. You don't fight boars again after that.
Nope.
Like, it's really bad. It's really fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, arrows are good for bows or boars. I'm like, well, hopefully somebody drops one. I pick it up in time and then I don't get gored before, you know, it comes up. Like, the hardest thing in the world is these boars in the beginning. And then you fight off dozens of dudes and it's fine.
Yeah. Then it's,
you know, it's no problem.
Then it's nothing. Yeah.
No.
The only weapon that I managed to pick up and actually use was the arquebus, this musket, which, like a musket, takes forever to load when you go to shoot it. Like, you put it on the ground and then you load the powder in.
You have to use the stick.
Yeah.
You know, the boring rod, the gun rod or whatever, bullet rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I played this, I got through like the killing dudes missions, and then people started like your boss, who, you know, is always like, everybody complains to me, blah, 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 says, oh, there's this guy who claims to be the master of the universe in this other village. So you go get him, and then you start doing like time travel missions. With this guy. I got to this like gladiatorial combat, where you're fighting people with shields, and then you fight more heavily armored people with shields. And I was like, I'm done with this.
Eventually after that. So like watching let's plays of it and stuff.
Yeah.
you eventually can control the master, and the master is a modern guy.
Yes.
Whose attacks are things like sitting down on a chair.
Yes.
And stuff. That is what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Yes.
Like, you know, dances. You know, stuff like that. Like, that's kind of fun. The fact that they hide that behind so much of the other stuff.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like, this is a high effort ship post. High effort to get.
Yes.
You know, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird product.
Uh-huh.
Weird joke game.
Yeah. And so, you know, the thing that kind of sold me on this was looking at the Steam and seeing, you know, the little blurbs, like the reviews things.
This is a World of Gremlins.
Yeah.
How can you not want to go into a World of Gremlins?
Yeah. And there's one of the blurbs is from a publication called All Sham, No Wow. And the quote is, "It is time to become the weirdo."
Yeah.
I want to become the weirdo. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. It's just not.
It's yeah.
They just didn't execute, you know, or like they do execute it, but they're asking for too much patience.
Yes.
And not just for this show, but in general,
mm-hmm.
like fighting all the dudes is so boring. You fight so many of the fucking dudes.
Yeah.
It's really, really bland. It like feels worse than two swords. Two worlds.
Oh,
like
God.
The cheap, crappy Skyrim. You know, bad Skyrim. It feels like two worlds.
Yeah. I was going to say Mount and Blade to fill that in. But yeah, two worlds is actually worse than that. Mount and Blade mm-hmm. has interesting stuff about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it ended up like bumming me out a little bit, even though I do understand why you picked it and I see what the appeal would be.
Yes. Yeah.
If it was what, you know. It is eventually.
Yeah. And, you know, I never fought a gremlin, right? Like, I never fought any of the weird little dudes. I don't understand what they're doing in this world. I want to find out, why is the family in the bag? Is it a big bag? Have they been shrunken down?
Yeah, yeah. I want that, too.
Yeah.
I love a world of gremlins.
Yes.
Like, can you, like, is there anything better?
Yeah.
Than a world of gremlins? And I'm like, yeah.
Submerge me. Immerse me. In a world of fucked up little dudes, right?
I would enjoy a gremlin immersion school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to learn their culture. I want to be subjected to their tricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially when I was young enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Right now, I wouldn't be able to learn the language.
Your brain's not plastic enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you I could do it this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd like to sample their cuisine. I'm sure they make stuff out of, like, you know, dust bunnies and expired ice cream.
Well, it always depends on the gremlin. If we're talking about capital G gremlins that we know,
right?
They just eat fried chicken and stuff. They just eat food.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but gremlin can be anything. It's like goblin.
Yes.
Like we talked about asking a kid to draw you a goblin and that mm-hmm. just being like a recipe for a good time.
Yeah.
I think you have an equally good time asking a kid to draw you a gremlin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I dare say you would get very similar results if you asked.
You probably get pretty similar results. Somebody should do some science about that. Let's get on JSTOR. Like I'm going to ask, you know, a sample size of, I don't know, 300 kids to draw a gremlin and then 300 kids to draw a goblin and then compare the results and publish a book.
Yeah. There's some form of morphic resonance in play there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, 100 monkeys on one island were drawing gremlins and then like they added one more and then suddenly every monkey everywhere was drawing gremlins and goblins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. It spread through the blood.
Yeah.
There's this collective unconscious. We all just understand the Grem and the Gob.
Tapped into the Akashic archives. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Kabbalah. It's a whole Madonna's into it. It's a whole thing. Like from the Grem to the Gob.
Yeah.
It's into it.
It's the axis on which the world turns. The world's turn. Yeah.
One of the things about Grems and Gobs that I think makes them more appealing than other little monsters
mm-hmm.
is they can be shortened that way.
Yes.
You know? Because if you ask a kid to draw an orc,
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to get some good results. Like, don't get me wrong, no lie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as fun to say.
It's definitely not as fun to say because it's already one syllable, which mm-hmm. is bad. So if you say draw me some O's, no, it's nonsense.
They, like yeah, also that's weird.
Yeah,
you know, and kids like to practice letters.
They do. Yeah,
so like they're just going to straight up do it.
Just give you a bunch of circles. Sucks. And as far as letters go, O is one of the easier ones to get.
Yeah, it's baby stuff. Quite honestly, It's one of the basic shapes and kids are beneath it.
Yeah. I feel like you would get better, like better results just like asking a kid to draw you an ogre and just saying, draw me an ogre, right?
Ogre is also pretty good.
Yeah.
The Ogres, Grems, and Gobs.
The problem with the problem with the orc is that I feel like orcs, because they are so martial and because they are always shown as being like, you know, vaguely tribal and always carrying a big axe, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like it, you get more similar results because there's just too much of a platonic ideal of what an orc is that it's going to go to. And when you've got a goblin or a gremlin or any of these little fellas, I feel like the fact that they're based on mischief means that you're going to get more, you're going to get better results out of that.
They can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And, if, you know, and with ogres, you know, it's not mischief, but it's oafishness, right?
Yes. Ogres can be fuck ups. Whereas orcs, like, they can be fuck ups. When they do, people are mad.
Yeah.
You know, it just invokes the feeling of your parents being mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's very different. Whereas a goblin, like, sometimes they cook, they fix shoes.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't always do things that are awful. Like, sometimes those fuckers cobble. And, like, orc hasn't cobbled one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You got to have a variety in your tasks. Our weekly tabletop game, we are in this hiding out near this big lodge of giants. And I was half seriously like, what if we just live in the floorboards and fix their shoes for like a month and see what happens? Like, can we become legends? You know?
Yeah. It'd be a weird campaign. You'd probably have to do some stuff with time, you know, just like really compress
it. The shoe mechanics would be, you know, tough to get online.
Well, none of your characters come from that background. So in reality, you would just be really fucking up their shoes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they're also, they're big idiots.
Yeah.
So they might not understand. I don't know. I think there's legs there.
Yeah.
To becoming like the borrowers
Well, I hope there's legs of their shoes.
Oh yeah. They're not just feet. Like, just like, little
Rayman. Skull. Yeah.
Yeah. Little Rayman guys.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a lot of interest in Warcraft as a setting. You know, it's just whatever. See, you know, I understand there's weird stuff about it, but broadly the stuff that I encountered is pretty bland. I do like the way that Warcraft handles goblins, which basically they're like gnomes, but what if they were incompetent? So they're like, they're tinkers, but they make stuff like rocket shoes that'll blow
you up. And blimps and stuff. Like in Warcraft 3, they do that.
Yeah.
You know, the little goblin sappers and goblin... Mm-hmm. War blimps and shit. That's what goblins are in Magic the Gathering as well.
Yes.
They're literally that. Like, all the goblin cards are really fun because they will fuck you up, and they always imply, you know, like, tap to do 2 damage to anything and 3 damage to itself. You know, shit like that. Like, that's what goblins are like.
Yeah.
It's a good way for goblins to be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I like them to be ambitious, but just not able to get their hands around it.
No self-preservation.
Yeah.
Yeah, on a goblin, you know, and that there's something sad about that. These brief candles, you know,
but they burn so bright.
They burn ever so bright.
Yeah. It kind of makes me wish that I liked Kerbal Space Program more, because there is also that. I think Kerbals have a lot of goblin DNA.
They're like goblin minions or goblin rabbits, you know.
Yeah,
like, I think some people think the rabbits are goblins, but I feel like they're different.
No, I can't explain it, because I don't know enough about rabbits aside from their minions. But
it's the opposite. You know, like, orcs are very serious and stuff. Mm-hmm. And martial, goblins are capable of being, you know, threatening.
Yeah.
Rio. And that's part of the secret sauce. I think rabbits are just not like they're, what is it? The one, you know, in the movie Gremlins, there's the one gremlin who's just like a screaming idiot.
Yeah.
You know, like there's Lenny or whatever. And Lenny, the crazy screaming idiot gremlin who just like screams and throws things around constantly. Mm-hmm. Or it's not Lenny, it might be another one, maybe like Daffy, something stupid like that. But like, that's what rabbits are like.
Yes.
They're all like that.
Yeah.
You know,
a rabbit is, I don't know. A line that I think about a lot is George Costanza trying to figure out what the appeal of Woody the Woodpecker is.
Yeah.
Just like, what's this guy's deal?
He's some an kind instigator.
He's an instigator. Yeah. rabbits are instigators.
They're instigators, but it's an entire race of instigators.
Yeah.
Like, and in any given game, there are dozens and dozens of them. Like, it'd be like if they were all Woody Woodpeckers.
Yeah.
You know, like, what... You can have one Woody Woodpecker, and then you have like a straight man,
yes,
for Woody Woodpecker to bounce off of, such as Seinfeld. You know, Seinfeld goes on a date.
Yeah.
However, she's an instigator, George. She's an instigator. She's an instigator. I haven't seen the show in a while, but that's my understanding.
I get all my understanding about Seinfeld from bad posts on Twitter.
Yeah. You know, whereas this would be like if a Woody Woodpecker went on a date with a Woody Woodpecker, their friend was a Woody Woodpecker, and then they went on adventures with Woody Woodpeckers. And they had a whole band of Woody Woodpeckers.
And suddenly,
it fucking suck.
And suddenly all humanity died because they didn't want to be around for this world.
No, we
world
all killed ourselves.
Been created.
Like, yeah. We all killed ourselves and hope to be reborn in the Chilly Willy verse. If we're going to be in that shitty era of bad cartoons.
The Chilly Willy verse. It's been a long time since I thought about Chilly Willy.
The cold penguin.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine a penguin but cold? Is there any more to that concept? Nope.
Does he like being cold? It's complicated.
Unclear. Yeah, unclear. He enjoys pancakes. I don't know.
Oh God. Is a lemming a gremlin?
Ooh, good question. The lemmings from the video game Lemming? Not the like, cute animals that Disney killed?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Rockstar franchise, or you know, whatever Rockstar was before they became Rockstar. Yeah,
yeah, I would say they're gremlin, or at least gremlin adjacent. They're more gremlin than gob.
Yeah, I would say they're gob because of the lack of self-preservation is like the entire thing about them, you know.
And but they also have the tinker element that gremlins traditionally. Even though we talked about goblins and Warcraft being tinkers, gremlins fuck around with technology traditionally.
Okay.
Yeah. And these guys make bridges and shit.
True.
And use explosives.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think lemmings fit in with that.
Yeah. They're definitely on the spectrum.
Yes. Worms from Worms. Are they gobs or grems?
Ooh. The worms.
The worms?
They might just be worms.
They might just be worms. I think if they're closer to one than any of them, I believe that they're gobs because of how militaristic they can be.
Yeah, they're very militaristic.
Yeah.
These ordnance, they're orcs.
Yeah.
The worms are orcs. Yeah. You know, on the continuum here.
I like this taxonomy, which gets down to anything smaller than a horse. Anything smaller than a horse is a dog. Anything bigger than a horse is an elephant.
Yeah. Anything to the side of a horse is a goblin, gremlin, or orc.
Yeah.
I like how this kind of thinking simplifies the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning and I look out the window, I'm like, this is fucking complicated. And then I think, you know, what if this was just this?
Yeah.
Okay. And then things start getting simpler. And then I calm down.
It's real self-help coded, actually.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. It's like that, Mr. Show sketch that is better in concept than in execution, but it's like inside every, you know, inside every person's head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's like the street tough.
The street tough, the old lady, the gay man who backs her up all the way. Like half of them just support the other ones. That concept is better. That is better in concept than it goes on forever. But it is. I think about, you know, and then the sassy gay man who backs her up all the way as like a point of contrast is really funny to me.
Yeah. But I think this is a good taxonomy. I think that everybody craves simplification, you know, often to a fault. But I think this, again, is a functional axis.
Well, yeah, at the very least, you know, if this makes things easier to navigate this hell of a world.
Yeah.
Who is anyone to argue?
Right.
Like, if I want to walk around and be like, listen, Chilly Willy's a fucking orc. And if somebody wants to argue with me about that, you can. But what are you taking away from me and what are you gaining?
Yeah.
By doing that, you're gaining nothing and you're taking everything. Everything.
Everything. When everything's in the balance, like, why would you play with that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who are they hurting with it? Yeah, like, you know, it's a little bit like, if you switch medications and anything, right? The doctor asks, like, oh, how, you know, how's this, you know, how effective do you think this is, right? And it's just like, well, I think I feel better. It might be placebo, but what does it matter if it is? Because I feel better, you know?
Yep. And that speaks to a larger, who am I to say whether I feel better?
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking know. You know, there is a pleasant and real all directional dissociation that comes from this whole thing that I find comforting in some ways. Like, yeah, I don't know. I none of my business. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Sure. No, whatever.
It's not my business to know.
It reminds me a lot of that tweet that was like the screenshot where it's like, allow Peggle Blast to make phone calls. And the person's like, sure, whatever. Fuck it. Peggle Blast, make phone calls. And like, as I get older, like I love that tweet. I think I find that very funny. Uh-huh. As I get older, I'm more sympathetic to, like, you know what? We're like, what is it? Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where it's supposed to show that he's, you know, he's given up. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, him giving up, it's like, he's watching two people have sex and he's like, you know, will you come in my ass? And then the guy looks up, he's like, should I come in her ass? And Burt Reynolds like, come in her ass. I don't give a shit. And this is supposed to be the ultimate, that's his lowest moment.
Uh-huh.
When everybody else is like, when Dirk Diggler is getting like gay bashed for masturbating in a car, and like the Don Cheadle. Mm-hmm. Is getting turned down for a loan because he's black. Like, his absolute darkest moment is not caring.
Yeah.
About that. Like, he's on this continuum of like, I don't know, Chili Willy's a fucking orc.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I fucking get it.
I really do. It's really sympathetic. A movie that has a better interpretation of that, I believe, or at least one that is closer to my experience, is Office Space. You know,
Very much so. Where
Ron Livingston's character, like, you know, like everybody else sees what he's experiencing as this horrible thing, but it objectively does make his life better. You know, he probably shouldn't have committed those crimes. Right.
No, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Sorry, I talked myself out of it. Fuck Intertech, big soulless company. Doesn't matter. He didn't get punished for it. Shouldn't have made his friends take on that risk. Let's say
yes. He convinces them to do crimes and that they get in trouble for.
Yes,
you know, but ultimately he just ends up
jackhammering
and kind of liking it.
Yeah, so, but you know, he gets a botched hypnosis, comes out saying, "Who cares if Chili Willy is an orc?"
Yeah,
you know
exactly. He goes to Stephen Root, or it goes to Michael McShane,
mm-hmm.
who explains it's something in the poke evolution of Stephen Root. Like, Stephen Root eventually will poke evolve into Michael McShane.
Yeah,
Any luck,
it really does. It just depends on how well you take care of your Digimon at the start, which way it's going to evolve. If you don't feed a Stephen Root enough, he'll become a Michael McShane. Yeah.
It depends on whether Stephen Root dips his tail in the water and it gets bit by a Sheldor.
gets bit by a Wilford Brimley, then becomes.
Yeah. And then he becomes a Michael McShane. Well, I guess.
Who am I to say? Who are any of us?
Who am I to say? I get, you know, Michael McShane's or Wilford Brimley's. I don't give a shit. Woyo Da has basically erased the walls between cells now, and it is all just the gray goop.
Yep. Yeah.
Let it happen.
It honestly doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Woyao Da, which translates into I want to fight, has introduced into me a kind of benevolent ennui.
Yes. Yeah.
By denying me the gremlin, I have sought gremlins and everything else, thus came to a kind of peace.
Did you know that Chili Willy came about from a novel called Cold Poison? in which the cartoon star was a penguin character and Lance adapted the penguin idea for the screen.
Okay.
Cold poison. Chili Willy. Cold poison. People, if you're younger than a million, you don't know who Chilly Willy is.
Mm-hmm.
He is a cartoon penguin who hung out with Woody Woodpecker. He's part of the Woody Woodpecker extended universe, which is like, if you don't have Disney, you don't have Warner Brothers.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I guess we got fucking Woody Woodpecker and Chilly Willy.
Here we go.
Yeah. There's also a wrestler named Chilly Willy.
Yeah. It's also a joke when Barney is waiting for the Red Hot Chili Peppers to show.
Yeah.
You know, through their concert. Yeah, I want Chilly Willy. Yeah. Would have been better. It's Chilly Willy up there doing antics.
They're like eating a big stack of pancakes,
uh-huh.
maybe falling over, feeling cold.
Yeah.
You know, but being unclear about whether he likes it or not. And the crowd goes wild.
I'm reading the synopsis of this Cold Poison, the last novel by Stuart Palmer, part of the Hildegard Withers series. Okay. At Hollywood's most renowned cartoon studio, there are a few things you simply do not draw. Snakes, cows with udders, violence, and death. So when Janet Poole finds a doodle of the studio's famous cartoon penguin with a noose around his neck, she takes the drawing as a threat. Someone at the studio has murder on the mind. And so the top brass reach out to Hildegard Withers, a retired amateur sleuth. How can you be a retired amateur?
I'm a retired amateur at so many things.
Who has come to Los Angeles to relieve
retired
her asthma.
Amateur CB radio operator.
Hildegard went to Los Angeles to relieve her asthma.
Okay. Well, it's the best city for it.
Yeah.
The obvious suspect is Larry Reed, a disturbed cartoonist with a dark sense of mischief. But on Miss Withers' first day working the case, something happens that suggests Larry is likely innocent. He's murdered. The studio may work in animation, but Miss Withers will find violence on the lot. Anything will find the violence on the lot anything but cartoonish.
So this is from 1954.
This fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote, was blown off steam by drawing a little penguin hanging in a noose. You know, like if you draw Mickey Mouse, you know, getting railed or something like that. And then somebody's like, this person's planning to do non-consensual sex.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm just drawing the corporate mascot in a shitty way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's an orc. Leave it alone.
It's an orc.
Jesus. It's a gremlin. What's wrong with you?
When Mickey's getting railed, he's an orc. Otherwise,
it's an orc.
Otherwise, he's a goblin.
Yeah, the dick here, this ball is a gremlin. This ball is a goblin. Leave it alone. Like, it doesn't matter. Thank you, Yo-Yauda.
Yo-Yauda, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yo-Yauda.
Yo-Yauda. Thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, Woyada didn't pan out, Gary.
It's okay. It does look like it would, based on I would have made the same mistake.
Yep.
Because if you just look at it, it looks like it's gonna get funny, and it should have.
It should have. Yes.
It's not your fault that they didn't do what they should have done with the game, which is make it kind of funny from the beginning.
It's not it wasn't my responsibility for them to make a good game.
It was, you know, not even good. Just funny. Yeah. You know, you should have been able to be the guy in the first place that you eventually can turn into, but they didn't do that.
Yeah. Oh, well, if people like us, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and support the network. You get bonus shows. You get bonus episodes of this show. We think it's a good value.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. You can also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. Tell your friends. You can write about us online. And you can join us in thanking our producer, Gwen, who edited this episode.
Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, what should they do?
Join us in asking, do millennials even eat food? Contradictory studies claim they're shopping for fewer groceries, but also dining out less.